Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
54 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
52 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
50 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Fog.
50 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Fog.
49 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Fog.
48 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Fog.
47 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
46 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Fog.
46 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Sunny.
53 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Sunny.
63 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Sunny.
70 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Sunny.
71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Mostly sunny.
73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Sunny.
75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Mostly sunny.
75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Mostly sunny.
76 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Sunny.
75 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Sunny.
74 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours.
Sunny.
71 degrees.
USC. Good evening. This is the Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat. I will be the net control for tonight's University of Houston Amateur Radio Club Sunday. Practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break the dot. See how long my voice holds out. Anyway, I'm delighted to report that the repeater is back in full operation, including Echolink. So thanks to Dan, W2PUT, and everyone who helped him get the system back online. Much, but we can't thank you enough. The WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded. I'll take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check-in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
This is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Jetstream Mobile.
I have one station, November 8, SPE, Pedestrian Mobile. Dave, the frequencies are yours.
All right, WA4GSR, NAWD, South Florida. We're just walking together. Nice weather we've been having the last few days. So that's pretty much about it. It turns out that the other craft put out some more 60 meters, and so I managed to strike one of those, and I got that in the mail a couple of times. So over the next week or so, I'll have the J2 on the bench, and we'll add 60 meters to it. Plus, it has a transverter board as well to work with external transverters. So That's all the news on this end.
Congratulations on getting the K2 and 60-meter addition. Sounds great. We'll look forward to a progress report. Do we have any other short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Do you have any Echo Lake stations? Any Echo Lake stations? Please call Net Control now. We heard all other stations. All Net Control is going to be 4G or 5 now.
Echo Victor. By the way, you're pretty noisy. The repeater is usable, but you're pretty noisy.
P8 Echo Mike Victor.
Yeah, it's WSAU Matt. I've upped my power to max on the on the handheld. We'll see if that makes any difference. I had an EV station in there, and I had one more who I lost. So please come again.
Kilo 8 Echo Victor K8 EV Ovid, and yes, upping your power helped a lot. Much less static.
For Charlie Tango Oscar Don.
T8 Echo Mike Victor, that's Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.
WSAU, K8EV, AC8TO, and W8EMV. Do we have any other stations? Please call now.
Hello, Echo 8, Bravo Zulu.
Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra, Charles.
Bravo Zulu Juliet and Oscar India Sierra. Any other stations for this first round? Please call now. Let me start at the top of the list with WSAU, Matt, followed by K8EB. Matt, any news for us tonight?
Let's see, not a whole lot going on here, but thanks to Dan for getting the new controller working on the repeater again. I'm interested to hear how Dave's transverter ends up working out. I don't know if he actually has a transverter or if he's just adding the port of the X adds the, like, probably IF connections for the transverter. But I found that with my, with my flex and the transverter, the sensitivity of that is quite a bit poorer than with my Kenwood D710. So, I'd be interested to see how that worked out for him. Anyhow, thanks for that. I'm going to take you back then.
Yeah, so I'm using my Kenwood THF6 tonight as my, normally my Anytone radio is in the charger. So obviously the power, there's quite a bit of difference in the power output. So thank you for the signal report. So next up is K8EV, followed by AC8TO. Ovid, anything for us tonight?
Well, no new news. It's a beautiful day. I'm sitting on the porch watching the sun pretty much setting just a few minutes ago and enjoying every moment. I will observe that with Matt's connection, it was full quieting, so it doesn't seem to be a repeater problem per se. Only other news is that 2 weeks ago I got the COVID, or it got me, and I'm happy to say that that's all for me.
Thank you, Ovid. Dropped out there for a moment, but we got most of it. Next up is AC8TO Don, followed by W8EMV. Don, any news from North Campus or anywhere?
Thanks, Pat. ECTO Don. Well, a couple of club things coming up that I think Peter, our president, will announce for the WAUM. I believe they're planning on their first meeting. Actually, I'll back up a little. They had their presence at the Northfest, introduced students to organizations. I believe they got a lot of interest signed up. I was only able to stop in very briefly because start of classes has been crazy for my work, but I understand there's been a lot of interest. I believe they're planning on the first meeting the evening of Thursday, the 18th of September, and I believe Dan's next one-day tech class will be Saturday the 20th. Wait for the announcements. Don't, no guarantees on those, but, yeah, and air conditions have been interesting. Lately, 12 meters, I was able to get to lots of Eastern European, Bulgaria, Estonia, a bunch of Eastern European countries yesterday, so that was interesting. ACTO, back to that.
Hey, thank you, Don. That's great news on your connections into Eastern Europe and for the incredible interest expressed in the club. We hope that continues to work out. We had an inquiry in the astronomy department. They're going to do some more balloon launches, and they want to use the optical telescope on top of Angel Hall to track it optically. So we'll see how that works out. I did it once before. It was a spectacular success. So we shall see. Next up is W8EMV, followed by KE8BZJ. Ed, any news?
W8EMV. Or as Al KWSQ might say, this is amateur radio station Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, the voice of Laura Burns Park, or something equally grand like that. Let's see, the radio news of the week continues to be interest in both the ham and non-ham community about Meshtastic. I was at the Festival of Northwest and showed off my little Meshtastic radio. Some of the people said they had one, wish they had them working better. Other people were interested in the general idea. I think that's going to be an excellent introduction to radio for non-hams to get them to learn a little bit about how it works. So I also made an inquiry of one of the Meshtastic hardware vendors and had an interesting conversation with them. My plan, not yet set in stone, is to aim for a February date sometime to put together a proposal to perhaps put together some infrastructure both in the university and outside the university to support Meshtastic at football game scale. It's not practical to do it for this football season, but perhaps for 26, it might actually work out. So grand plans might or might not work, but no one has yet had anywhere near as many people in one place as a Michigan football game, so it's worth the consideration. With that, back to Nat, and this is WADMV.
Hey, thank you, Ed. That'll be great if your Meshtastic proposal works out. It'll be really interesting to see it deployed on scale. Next up is KE8BZJ, followed by KE8OIS. Mo, any news?
Hey, this is KE8BZJ. I've been back and forth between Livonia and Epsi this weekend, and I found out with an 18.5-inch bill on my Valfang HD, I'm able to open Ann Arbor repeaters from Livonia, and I'm able to open up Livonia repeaters from Ipsy. So that was kind of just a neat little fun experiment to do in between work, and, I don't know, it's always nice to play radio, especially on a long weekend. Pat, back to you.
Happy to hear the results of experiments like that, and good luck with your future ones. Finally, on this first round through the list is KB8OIS John. What's the update on the shack?
No updates on the shack. Everything's pretty much working up there. The only thing of interest is that I received an email from the nephew of Bruce in Hawaii asking if he had heard and had any contact with Bruce in the recent months. Obviously, our system's been down, but checking the FCC licensing website, it looks like Bruce has not renewed his license there. I don't know if he's in poor health. Obviously, he's probably at least 90 years old by now, so let his future self to be out here. Thank you, Pat. Please enjoy it.
Okay, thank you, John. I think that's sad news for Bruce. He was a regular on this net for many, many years. We'll hold out hope that he's able to renew his net at some point, or his license at some point. But he didn't sound too good the last time he checked in many, many months ago. The other person I haven't heard from recently is Larry, WA4, the Larry down in Houston. I've dropped him a couple of emails telling him the status of the repeater and never got a reply. So we'll hope for the best there as well. With that, we've been through the list the first time. Do we have any other stations or rechecks? Any new stations or rechecks? Please call WA4TSR now. All right, nothing heard. With that, I'm going to close down the net and save my voice. So we had 7 stations check in tonight, plus myself, for a minimum of 8 stations on frequency. Thanks to all for checking in. Thanks to Dan, W2PUT, and everyone for getting the repeater back up to full strength and on echo. So we look forward to talking with all of you same time, same frequency, next week. WA4DSR clear.
DMD, KSY, 2.145.15, NADUI repeater for the ARPCnet. Usually starting at 8:30 p.m. local, with a pre-net check-in sometime approximately around this time. WADMV clearing QSY.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear, clear. 65 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear, clear. 60 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear, clear. 58 degrees.
Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.